Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
It's podcast time. Last podcast of the week before we head into the weekend, my friend.
Whoop, whoop.
We do kick this off with a very disturbing story. And that is that at the start of the show, Una showed me 17 pens that she had. That she's stolen from me. Which, do you know what? At least you found all the pens that you have stolen from me.
Yeah.
Blue ones, red ones, black ones.
They're all really fancy. Cooper invests in his pens.
Yeah, I have to. And I invested in pens for you as well. I'm sure everybody has somebody in their life that does steal things from them. And even though you came in with 17 pens that you stole from me, you have now proceeded to steal another pen from me, Una.
Yeah, this is a real fancy one. This is lovely orange for the iRadio brand, the iRadio logo. And it's a HubSpot pen. And it's...
You don't even know what that is.
No, I don't. But it's going in my... I'm just going to hang it on my top here like this, look, and just wear it forever.
You also had it in your mouth.
I did, yeah. I bit it to annoy you. Just to get...
You don't know where that was.
Huh?
You don't know where that pen was.
What did you do with your pen? What kind of weirdo are you? What do you do with your pens?
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll use your imagination to figure out what I do with my pens.
Oh, you're a sicko. You're sick in the head.
Speaking of sick things. Well, listen, come here.
Each to their own, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't judge.
But, you know, don't buy somebody's toenail clippings and use it as salt.
No, Cooper bites his own toenails. He doesn't have to buy them online. Of
course
my
God.
Do.
Anyway, this is something that we're talking about on Friday morning. Check it out.
Now, I think the story I'm going to tell you, Una, a little bit of a forewarning if you're having your breakfast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Someone's been doing something online and making money on it. You know the way you love the idea of a side job.
A mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little mixer.
Mm.
Couple of quid on the side. Tano on cash only.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know the way people have... they earn money online by doing various different things.
Like showing their feet and...
Yeah, funny you mention feet because people are finding that they're selling their toenail clippings online.
Oh, sweet mother of divine God.
This is where it gets even worse, though, okay? So there's a woman on TikTok. She's gone viral after revealing why she's getting all this cash because she sells her toenails to strangers. While that might make your toes curl and skin crawl, there's one particular customer who's a regular customer of this person. This is where we put in the warning, okay? If you're queasy, just come back to us in 60 seconds, all right? He grinds up the toenails and uses it as salt.
What?
What? What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people? And why is he paying for them? Just if he wants them as salt, use your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Use your own toenails. You absolutely.
Why? What? Oh. I listen, each to their own. And I often say if everyone wore the same dress, this would be a very boring world.
I would.
But this is quite... Like, this is niche.
This is very niche. Like, if you thought selling your farts in a jar was bad.
And people do it.
They do
people
it.
People do it.
They make money on it.
And people sell their sweat. What else? Their bad breath.
Who's selling bad breath? Who wants that?
Morning breath. Yeah, people want it.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, though?
I don't know. People just have different...
oh, God. Anyway, if you did go away for the 60 seconds, I'll come back.
How much is she charging for the toenails?
I don't want to talk anymore about it, Zuma. I'm done.
Just be wondering, like...
Why? Are you looking to actually see, can you go clipping and... clipping and grinding.
I'm not that bad yet. No.
Oh God, I actually feel physically sick.
I'll keep looking for something else.
Apologies for that one.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Absolutely disgusting. That should have come with a warning, in fairness.
It really should have. Yeah.
We play this game every morning. It is called Scally's Alley, where we get a fact and we try and figure out what is the answer to this statistic and everything like that. And look at that. I nailed the word statistic.
Oh, hey!
I've been practicing it.
Say benevolent.
No.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
To Donald Scally. Oh, it's the story.
Today we're asking, according to a new study, left-handed people are three times more likely to do this than right-handed people. What is there?
Oh, I know some lefties. They're three times more likely to win in an art competition.
Are they better at art because they're left-handed?
Yeah. They're more creative, they say.
Oh.
The lefties. Yeah.
No, my brother's left-handed. I wouldn't say he's very creative.
What, the one who dances for Lord of the Dance and dance all over the world? You don't think he's talented and creative?
No, the talented and creative are different things. But, no, it's not.
Poop all over your brother,
don't
you?
Your brother, Donald. Yeah.
Just because he's favourite.
He does well enough, don't worry. Yeah.
Is it, am I right?
No, you're not. It's a good guess, though.
Who
I like
wants to join in this chat? All right, 087-110-2107. What's your guess, Chihuna?
Is it, win an Oscar?
Oh,
that's a fantastic guess.
Thanks so much.
Lock it in. Yeah, you can lock it in. It's not the answer, no, unfortunately.
Boo.
But I'm going to investigate.
You can check.
I will research that. Have more left-handed people win an Oscar than right-handed people.
See if it tells you if they're three times more likely, yeah.
Okay, so give us the question again, Donald. Some people can send a WhatsApp voice note on 087-110-2107.
Studies say left-handed people are three times more likely to do this than right-handed people. What is that?
Be the favourite.
Probably right, yeah.
Definitely. All right, 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to Scally's Alley this morning? There he is now, Donald Scally. What are you saying this morning?
Left-handed people are three times more likely to do this than right-handed people. What is that?
Guesses on 087-110-2107.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. Just wondering, is the answer to Scally's Alley, are lefties more likely to give out about right-handed people or give out about everything being right-handed? Tommy in Roscommon.
Hon Tommy.
Oh. That's a great answer, yeah.
That's a very good answer.
Understand the frustration.
Yeah.
Are you left-handed?
Nope. My son is, though.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Is he always giving out about right-handed things?
Yeah, he's always giving out. These four, though, so that's kind of like just...
This is fair. Very fair.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid, no. It's a good guess, though.
Great guess. Well done.
Well, I am left-handed.
Oh, we have a lefty.
And I can do a lot of things with my right hand better than I can do with my left.
Oh.
So would that be any chance?
Ambidextrous.
My mom is ambidextrous.
That's class.
She can write with both hands.
Ambidextrous is that, yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for confirming what that is, Cooper.
Well, it's just for anybody who didn't know.
No,
oh, that is true. Fair play. I heard left-handed people can pick up things with the right hand easier than right-handed people can pick up with the left hand.
Can they?
For some reason. That's what I've heard. So I heard somebody say that before. It's not the answer, unfortunately.
Right, get one more guess.
Morning. It's Ricky from Sligo here.
Ricky!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be turning up late? I'm left-handed and... I can't say that I'm on time, but I might be casually on time, but none of my right-handed brothers seem to have an issue with it.
My sister's left-handed and her two kids are left-handed and they're always late. So I'm gonna back up Ricky on this one here.
Yeah,
you're all backing him up. You'd all be right.
Are you serious?
Left-handed people are three times more likely to show up late. Yeah,
I'm not kidding you. I literally, anytime we're having my sister over and my niece and nephew, what we do, we tell them it's an hour before.
Oh, you're not one of those. You lie about the time.
Of course we do, because then they're just so if dinner's at 6 o'clock,
you tell them it's at 5.
They turn up at 7. I'm like, so I tell them it's at 5.
You know? And then they get there right on time.
Do you not think that's fair? Because they then actually turn up on time.
But now they know you're doing it, so they won't turn up till 8. Fair dues.
No, I just stopped inviting them.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Una just asked me a question, and let's bring it to the table. And that was...
What did I ask you?
You
I don't know what I asked you. I genuinely.
You held up your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I put up a story on Instagram, right? Like I put up a story, but it's coming up as a picture. Like I put it on my direct feed and I didn't put it on my direct feed because if you go to my direct feed, you should see that the picture isn't there. So you can't call me stupid for Instagram playing mind games with me.
You put it up as a story.
Yeah, I did.
There you go.
I put it up as a story.
Yeah.
But why is it coming up like that?
Well, you did say to me, why is it coming up as a picture? Because it is an actual photograph.
Yeah.
But you put it up on your stories, not on your actual feed.
But if I go to my stories, it's not there. Look, I click it on myself. I clicked on my face. Nothing is happening. No stories there.
Okay, so you just go figure out how to use Instagram.
No, you can't. You don't know. You're wrong.
You wanted to know why your picture isn't a video. Yeah. Anyway, I will help you. I won't be rude to you, just like the other person was rude to you.
Oh, this morning. I'm so mean. Yeah, that's nothing to be nice.
I'm Cooper, there's Una. And Una came into work today all annoyed.
So
I'm not laughing that you're annoyed. It's just like, I cannot wait for you now.
I'm just a little bit red-faced, I decided this morning, it being Friday and all, that I was going to treat myself, you know?
Yeah.
Because the microwave is broken in here, so I can't have my eggs.
This is true.
So I've been off kilter all week without them. Anyway, so I said, right, I'll be a little bit cheeky, a little bit wild, push the boat out. I'm going to get myself a jambon. Cheeky little jambon.
Buttery pastry.
Melted cheese.
Or wheeze, or whatever it is. And it drips and melts in your mouth.
Yeah, so,
all right, so jambon life. Jambon. Go on.
I was like, right, I'm doing it. So I went up and I asked for my jambon and I was met with a stare, kind of a look of disdain. And I was, what have I done? I'm in my pajamas. Did I? What did I do?
Did you walk in with sunglasses on?
No.
No.
Anyway, he turned around and he said, any more now, don't come in at this time because we don't open this early. So bear that in mind for the next time.
Sorry, I didn't understand the very first part of that. Any more now?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It just means don't be coming in from now on kind of thing.
Why?
Yeah, this time because we don't open this early. So bear that in mind for the future.
Okay.
But it was open and the food, the jambon was there looking at me.
Yeah, they were the questions I had for you. So one was the door open?
Door was open.
And you were able to walk in. Nobody said, sorry, we're closed.
No. Nope.
All right. And when you walked up to El Hot Countero.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there food in the hot counter and was there somebody behind the counter?
Yeah.
All right, there's two check marks there. Was there a sign saying not open?
No.
Was there a sign saying closed?
No.
Was there a sign saying open?
Yeah.
There was.
So I have a strong case for the jury.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a strong case. It's okay. Just a bit like...
All right. I think the question on everybody's dry lips this morning are, did you get your jambon?
Oh, man, did I get the jambon? It was worth it for the jambon.
That's really rude
sexy
of that
sexy little
person,
jambon.
Though.
Yeah, I think maybe it was because it's just so early in the morning and people can be a little bit grumpy at that time in the morning. And I get it, but I just didn't want to be in the fire. I didn't want to be in the other end of it.
Yeah, also customer service and all that, you know?
Yeah.
If they want you to go back and get a jambon another day, they need to be nice to you.
Listen, I'll be back for the jambons. Yeah. I'll wait the little bit extra to go in later.
So I suppose if you want to join in on this little bit of banter this morning, you know, 0871 102 107, any kind of small little bits of rudeness like that that you've experienced that just really enrage you, get it off your chest this morning. Come on, you can have a little bit of a rant. You can send a voice note if you like. 0871 102 107. 0871 102 107. Have a little rant this morning about people who've been rude to you. It can be something about, like, maybe the person in front of you this morning didn't indicate before they took that turn.
That's annoying.
That's very annoying. Luna, we're all feeling sorry for you now this morning. Did someone have been rude to you?
A little rude when I went in looking for my jambon this morning. It was a Friday and I was like, I'm going to treat myself. The microwave's broken at work. Can't have my eggs. So I'm going to get a nice jambon. Cheesy goodness.
Yeah.
So went in, asked for the jambon, got a really dirty look. And then he turns around and he says to me, don't come here at this time now anymore because we don't open this early, so bear that in mind in the future.
Yeah. If you want to know what shop it was and the person, we put a picture up of them on the socials. No, we didn't, don't worry. How funny would that be?
Not funny at all.
Here's the reviews. What are you saying? Who's been rude to you?
I was in a supermarket yesterday evening and I couldn't find what I was looking for, and I asked the staff member and the response I got was, what do you want?
Wow.
Right, okay. And that's how you treat your customers.
Yep.
What do you want?
What do you want? Yeah, there was a place where I used to get my sandwich on the way home. Like, I have the same sandwich every day. It's a wrap with, you know, jalapenos and cheese, whatever.
Yeah.
But there was one place, maybe they're just sick of me asking for the same sandwich, but you'd swear I came in and, I don't know, peed on their cereal that morning with the reaction every time I asked her, like, yeah, okay. Grand. I don't cut it. Oh, you've cut it enough. Thanks. Jesus.
They're like, oh, here comes boring pants coming in. What's the bet? And he asks for the same thing again. And then you just do. You disappoint them every time.
You're as bad as them. Anyway, keep them coming. 0871 102 107. People who've been rude to you this morning. All right. Una went to get a little treat for herself this morning, a jambon. And the person behind the counter in the what we thought was a 24-hour garage said this to Una.
He gave me a dirty look and he said, don't come here at this time now anymore because we don't open this early. So bear that in mind for the future.
How rude.
Yeah, just it was the way he said it.
So we're looking for just you to have a little bit of rant about rude people in your life. Yeah, 087-1102-107.
You know what gets on my absolute titties? No, it's the people that abandon their shopping trolleys.
Oh, don't get me started on shopping trolley abandoners.
Like, you're after more or less renting it out to put your possessions in it or what's going to be your possessions.
Yeah.
And you just decide to leave it at the bottom of aisle two when you go off with your kiddies to aisle five looking at toys and whatnot. Like, the trolleys don't want to be pulled up beside each other chatting. They're literally brown-nosing each other out in the trolley bay.
Actually, I'll never forget the time that we went shopping.
I knew you were going to do it.
And I've never, ever in my life come across one of the laziest acts of a shopping drop in my life. When Una had the shopping basket in her hand, and then she decided she needed something the other end of the aisle, she put the basket on the ground. There was nothing even in it.
There was heavy stuff in it.
A bag of cotton wool in it.
There was.
And then you walked all the way down and then all the way back up and then put it in, then picked it up again.
Yeah, I'm what's like, wrong with
just
that?
Just bring it with you.
It was heavy. There was a couple of bottles of water in it. It was heavy. Sarah James sent this. I'm actually, this has really floored me, this message. I'm stunned. I went into a fancy boutique a few months ago looking for an outfit for a wedding. I was just browsing when a woman came up to me. I'm presuming she was the owner. She says, real snooty like, can I help you with anything? And I says, I'm just looking for an outfit for a wedding. And she turned around and said, I don't think we have anything that would fit you. We don't do plus size. Well, I turned around and said to her, oh, really? You mustn't be able to get your clothes here either. So I just turned around and walked out. I will never, ever go near that place again, Sarah Jane.
Wow.
Wow. What is wrong with people? What? How could you say, or why?
Also, nobody expected you to be, moaned at by somebody in a garage this morning looking for a jambon to somebody who was completely, shouted at, at that about being a different size. And
yeah.
Wow, I did not expect that turn. Love it. Not really, but a little
speechless.
Bit.
Speechless.
You're on iMornings
with Cabreduna.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Cost nothing to be nice is right. So be nice to everybody. I will help you with your story on your Instagram. All right.
Aw, cheers. Thanks very much.
It's all right. And I do nice things for you all the time, including bringing you on day trips to Navan.
Oh. I will never forget. I will never forget. Listen. It was a bittersweet moment. There was a lot of walking involved. There was a bell. I had a sandwich board around me saying, I break promises on iRadio. And I had to walk through the streets of Navan shouting shame and ringing my shame bell. But it all turned back on you.
Yeah, this is what happened.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. Because yesterday we went on a little adventure, as you know, Una, because you didn't go on an adventure. Let's very quickly cast our minds back to a good few weeks ago when Kerry were facing Meath in the football championship, okay?
Yeah.
And I said that Meath are going to beat Kerry.
And I said,
ha-ha! And we both agreed whoever's team won, the other person would climb Kirkpatrick on Reek Sunday. Meath beat Kerry. All right. And you said, right, I'll do it. I'll climb Kirkpatrick. And then on the day, it also happened to be the day of the All-Ireland final where Kerry were in.
Yeah.
So I, with the I team, and drove from Waterford to Mayo, got a hotel, overnight accommodation. And there was so many people involved with actually going there to support you.
Stop. Don't make me feel bad now.
Too late. You then didn't turn up. You went to the All-Ireland final instead without telling us. And it was a waste. It was a waste of money. It was a waste of time. And you...
How could you say climbing Kirkpatrick is a waste of time?
No, you. Huh? You. I didn't want to climb it, but I was just like, well, I'll do it while I'm here.
Yeah.
Not a bother to me. Your punishment was...
Just, I said I was going to climb Croker. Okay, just saying. So I did climb Croker.
Yeah.
The steps of the Hogan stand to see Kerry lift the Sam Maguire for the 39th time. Sorry.
Stop.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So your punishment for breaking promises was to wear a sign and ring a bell and walk the streets of Navan yesterday, okay? And
I did it.
You did. You put the. We had a big sign made up, and it's "I break promises" on iRadio, and we gave you an old school bell ringing around. How did it go? Let's have a listen.
got to move faster. You'd think you would have worn more.
Listen, I'm weighed down by a heavy bell and this yoke.
It's not a heavy bell.
It's a heavy bell. It's the weight of my guilt. More.
Tell these people how sorry you are.
Hello? I'd like to apologise for telling lies on iRadio. I went to lie about.
I said I was going to climb Croke Patrick, but I actually went to Croke Park to watch the All-Ireland.
Don't celebrate this. Don't celebrate. No. Where was she on Week Sunday? At the All-Ireland final in Croke Park.
I should be, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing it?
I didn't break the promise. I fulfilled.
No. Look, this is the one man that makes a woman wear a sign.
I'm the one who climbed Croke Patrick because I felt sorry for
everyone.
What,
do you want a medal? Aww, I'm mortified for me. This is ridiculous. I'm a mother. I should that mic out of my face.
Shame.
Hi, girls. Can we talk to you for 2 seconds? I go live on iRadio and this is my punishment. Come on. So instead of going to Croke Patrick to climb Croke Patrick, I went to Croke Park and I climbed the steps of Croke Park and I left him at Croke Patrick to climb the mountain by himself. But you, it's understandable, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I gotta say, she didn't tell me. She just turned up to Croke Park and I drove from Waterford to Mayo and she thought this is hilarious.
I got a last minute ticket to the All-Ireland and I'm from Kerry. So wasn't I right?
Yes, you were.
Up the kingdom!
Kind of backfired on you, didn't it?
It certainly did backfire on me. Yeah. Everybody thought it was a great thing that you did.
Yeah, they're high-fiving me, slapping me in the back, saying, you go, girl. Yeah, no, I was doing the same thing. I'm like, yeah.
Not one person threw anything at you.
No, they didn't.
And
they felt sorry for me ringing my bell through the streets
of
Navan.
You made somebody in Navan shout this.
So wasn't I right?
Yes, you were.
Up the kingdom!
See? They were that much on board with me and what I did.
You're a disgrace. I can't do this anymore. We need a new punishment for Una because that wasn't bad enough.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What's your favourite game on the show that we play?
Truth or trash?
Let's have a listen to it.
Truth or trash?
We have facts, we bring them to you. You've got to see if we're telling the truth. All right, Dole, have your fact for us, please. We can see if you're telling the truth in the game called Truth or Trash that we're playing right now. Dole, go for it.
Right, that was fun. My fact today is working elephants love bananas so much they have been known to muffle the bells with mud to facilitate banana theft.
Say that again.
Working elephants, like in India and places that where they work.
Yeah. And in call centres and stuff.
In call centres, and corner shops. They love bananas so much, they've been known to muffle the bells that they wear silently then steal bananas.
Sneaky elephants muffling their bells.
How do they muffle their bells, though? How do you muffle a bell?
How do you muffle a bell?
That is the question. I don't have the answer because I'm not an elephant. But they do.
Do they cover it in mud? I wonder.
That is a good possibility.
Where is the bell?
Around their ankles.
It's around their ankles?
Some ankle.
It's not around their trunk?
I don't know.
I don't think it'd be around the trunk, no. It'd be either around the neck or around the legs, yeah.
Okay.
These poor elephants.
I am going to say true.
Lock it in, Una.
Lock that in.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well, because elephants are smart.
They are very smart, yes. That
locking
is,
it in.
Yes, it is true.
Yeah.
Work elephants have been known to do that, so they can silently go and ninja-style nick the bananas, yeah.
an elephant being as quiet as they can.
Dum, dum.
Yeah, they've
got really good problem solving intelligence, yeah.
Right.
I love elephants. Recently watched Dumbo with the twins. Just a fabulous movie. I cry every time.
Except for the scene that is really, really out there with all the elephants and the colours and them flying around the place. It's just like, what's happening here?
Love that.
Yeah. Hey, I have a fact for you. Ready?
Yeah.
We have three different types of tears and they're all very different.
Ooh. I'm going to say that's true.
Oh.
There's because there's loads of different. There's happy tears.
No. The actual the makeup of the actual liquid, the tear. We've three different types.
Okay. How? What? Yeah, I'm still going to say true.
All right.
Because the human body is incredible.
The human body's mad.
I can imagine some tear being different if it's like an emotional, sad tear, and then if you just like need to sneeze and your eyes are watering tear. I'm going to say true, yeah.
You're both locking that in?
Yeah.
It is true. We do have three different types of tears. So the ones that protect us from dust, and then there's the different type of tear which protects our eyes from when we're cutting onions and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you ready for this one? The tears for when you cry when you're sad have more proteins in them and they run down your face slower because of the makeup of them. So, like, if you have tears from, like, dust or anything in your eye, it'll run down your face really quickly. Mm-hmm. So you'll know if somebody's really actually upset and crying or if they're faking it if the tear goes really slowly.
No, but they're not faking it if the tear goes slowly.
No, if the tear goes slowly, it's real.
It's real.
Yeah, if they're faking it, it goes quick.
Crocodile tears.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Facts in your face. Use that. It's a fact for the dinner table tonight.
So, my fact. Mayo Tourism recently sent me a fabulous gift pack containing a t-shirt saying I climbed the reek, a water bottle, a tiny replica of the chapel in a little snow globe, a stick for climbing the reek, as well as a voucher for a two-night stay at a five-star hotel in Westport, including access to the spa and any treatment of my choice, all because I climbed the reek.
That was very good of them. did they not hear you didn't climb the reek?
Obviously they didn't. Shut up.
What the hell? That should be for me if this is true.
You're not getting your...
I'm the one who went. You're the one who lied. You didn't climb. You went to Croke Park instead.
Oh, so... Huh? Are you jealous of my gift pack?
Oh, this gift pack.
If
this is real, you're not allowed to have that. I report you to... human resources here, and I'd be like,
Una's
accepting gifts on the radio, yeah.
Well, it would be rude not to. Oh, what am I going to say to Mayo Tourism? Oh, I can't accept your gift.
She keeps mentioning the name of the company as well. You can't do that, Una.
Oh, yeah.
That's a GDPR.
That's a breach.
Uh-huh. It is a breach, yeah.
Are you jealous?
Right, it's not
are you jealous?
Yes, I am jealous.
Five-star hotel, two nights. I can't wait to go. Maybe I'm going to get one of those, a hot rock massage.
Radio, good morning.
Hi, this is H.O. here.
Oh, hello, H.O.
Just checking, is everything okay?
Una's accepting gifts from companies,
which
is against company rules.
You're so jealous.
She keeps mentioning them.
You're so jealous.
It's kind of like if I kept saying Audi or Range Rover. Do you know what I mean? Not going to happen. So what have you got to say about that, HR?
Okay,
brilliant. No. I'm saying that this is trash. No way did they send this to you.
Okay, yeah. That's what you think.
Yeah, trash.
Trash.
And you shouldn't have it if you do have it, so we can speak
to
them.
Well, it's true, and I'm going to go for a beautiful massage at a five-star hotel.
Sorry, you said Mayo County Council sent all of this to you?
I didn't say, I said nothing about Mayo County Council. I said Mayo Tourism.
Mayo Tourism sent all this to you?
Yeah, I'm lying. It's trash. Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
We knew that, yeah.
All right, that is truth or trash. A little bit of fun with us this morning. You sleeving?
Look at you. Look at the relief. You went purple there.
Yeah. I was saying, oh my God, Una's in so much trouble for taking gifts from companies.
Forget to follow, rate, and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
Love truth or trash. Now, I also love the fact that there's a Hollywood star coming to Ireland this weekend.
I know, incredible. I need to get there.
And I'm also even more impressed that I was able to find the audio of an interview that I did with this.
Ooh, look at me, guess who I got to interview. Wait till you hear him now. He's peacocking about this. He's been peacocking about this all week. I didn't even know how they let you in.
Anyway, we were talking about Mel Gibson coming to Trim in County Meath. She's gone again.
His feathers are up again. big hugging. Ooh, look at me. I interviewed. I was in a room with Mel Gibson and John Lithgow. You sad ass. I don't know. I still don't know how you got in there.
Are you done?
Do you know what? It's a good time to be alive, Una, because Hollywood is coming to town. The dizzling stars of the red carpets and the silver screen will be in Trim County Meath over the weekend. Why?
Nice.
Why? Ask me why.
Why?
There you go. Because it's the 30th anniversary of Braveheart, and as we drove through Trim yesterday when we were on the way to Navan,
you showed me the castle?
There's castle! That's what they used for the Braveheart when they burnt the thing down. They were throwing things.
Oh, in York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Braveheart, Mel Gibson is going to be in Trim, showing up at the King John Summer Prom, which is on from today until Sunday. And he's going to be signing posters on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at Trim Castle Hotel.
How'd you get in there?
There is a limited amount of posters, and the proceeds go to charity as well. There's 200, and they're 50 quid each, but they go towards the Irish Actors Equity Benevolent Fund. I've said that word wrong.
Benevolent.
There you go. Thank you very much. Which provides emergency assistance to people in financial difficulty, so in the acting sector. So this is fantastic. So he's doing this. He's showing up. And
how'd you get in there?
You got to buy a poster.
I'll buy a poster.
There's 200 of them. They're €50 each. You might claim it on expenses if you get an interview.
Oh, yeah. Sounds okay. This is amazing.
So this kind of got me thinking. It's like, is he really going there to celebrate Braveheart, or is he on the lookout for somebody in particular? Because a couple of years ago, when Daddy's Home 2 came out, I sat down with John Lithgow and Mel Gibson, who were in Daddy's Home 2.
How did they leave you in?
Huh?
Nothing.
And I said to him about a particular scene in Braveheart that everyone in Trim claims to have been that person.
There was actually a scene in Braveheart where you were being pelted by fruit.
Oh, man. It was a turnip, like a rutabaga. Like giant.
I live beside Trim, and there is a legend that goes around that everyone in Trim claims to have thrown that.
Like, this guy could have been on the cricket team. I mean, he hurled this turnip about this size and he nailed me with it. And you could die from something like that. I got really angry.
But had you directed him to do this?
No, they were supposed to throw crap at me, but stuff that was soft.
Softballs. You know?
Yeah. So,
dead by turnip. You should have asked him, has he ever had, did he ever eat a turnip? Bacon and turnip, one of the nicest dinners in the world ever, Mel, by the way.
But my theory is he's not going for the anniversary. He's going to actually find who threw the turnip at Mel Gibson. And that's why he's going to Trim this weekend.
Was it you? Do you know who threw the turnip? 087-110-2107. This is Turnip Gate. We're looking for...
We want to know who threw the turnip at Mel Gibson's head.
I have to go and find that scene immediately.
All right. Maybe you know somebody who threw the turnip. 087-110-2107.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
So the air is still being let out of Una. She's still... as always, you can hear that we love doing this. We love doing the show. We love doing the podcast. Share our love with your friends. Like it, share it, subscribe, because you'll be notified then when new podcasts come up. Have you got tears running down your face?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Thanks for making me cry. Tears of laughter.
It's good. You got mascara. You look absolutely fantastic.
Shut up. Stay to you.
One more. Set your alarm or just subscribe.
Either way, you win.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast World.